Hello everyone, this is a very tired Radio Kate reporting to you from Turin, from a very, very hot hotel room, which annoyingly has a air conditioning unit that I can see, but it's out of reach, and there's no remote control, and the switch that I thought switched it on actually just fused the entire room, so I was in pitch black for a few minutes until I managed to fix that. Which is one of the slightly odd things that's happened today. Other slightly odd things include getting caught up in some kind of random, well, not so random, I suppose, demonstration. It appears it's not just England that's having, or the UK that's having, big cuts to its public services. The people of Turin seem pretty unhappy about it too. I've watched the penalty shootouts of the Ghana-Uruguay game from outside pretty much the only bar in this entire town which seemed to have a television. And how sad for Ghana. They was robbed. They totally should have scored that penalty just before it went to penalties, which they also didn't score. Very sad for them indeed. Other random stuff happened, but right now I'm so tired. I can't even think to tell you what it was. How dull of me. Anyway, Euroscience Open Forum. Oh, that was it. The opening ceremony, which boasted a fascinating talk by Julia Fisher, all about primates and toddlers and following of gazes and interesting things. It was very cool. Unfortunately, that was preceded by over an hour and a half worth of hello, welcome to Turin, I am the vice principal of Turin, and I say welcome to Turin, Turin's very good for science, and here is somebody else who will tell you pretty much the same thing. Also a message from the president, which is quite cool, sound quality was awful, and then a slightly hilarious moment where after naming planets after a famous some researcher and Turin itself, they then presented, or were about to present this researcher with a bunch of these specially grown for the Euroscience Open Forum roses, a new breed I think, and the presenter got a little bit confused and tried handing her one of the table pieces before somebody rushed out with an actual bunch of roses, which was kind of hilarious. Phew, I am very, very tired. I've been up since 4 a.m. and it is now some ungodly hour, like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm roasting to death. Oh well, I'm here. I'm here, I have a hotel. That was slightly worrying that I might not have had a hotel at one point. But I am here, and that is good, and I'm logged in, and that is good. And there will be interesting talks of science and stuff from tomorrow, and that is also good. Huzzah! Good night.